if 3 hairs are not together, then enich, that's not called a chatzitz enich chatzitz. What's going to be shtayim if 2 hairs are not together? Any day he wasn't sure what the locher is. For Rabbi Yechon says, though, Anu and Lanu, we hold like this. Elachas, only if 1 hair is knotted, that's called the chatzitza. 2 already, it's loose, that's not called the chatzitza. Omer Rav Yitzchak says, Devatar, Midiraisa, Rishta, Venisha has a chatzitza, means something covering her body, that the water does not come on contact with the body. So Midiraisa chatzitza is only if the thing covers most of the majority of the body. And also, she's mocked, but she doesn't want to be there. So, it's a big machlokes showing this Gemara is talking about the body, it's talking about the hair. Rashi says even the hair also. The loch of the hair is like said like a part by itself. That if a hair, what's called the chatzitza, if robe of the hair is covered up with something and she's marked, but that's called the chatzitza. Others learn that it's only one thing, the body and the hair together. Because the hair could be mitzarev to the robe of the body. Rashi's mashma, no, the hair is a din by itself. That a robe of the hair is covered up, that's called a chatzitza, but providing she has to be makt, but she does not want that thing to be there. Like nas, she does not want the nas to be in the hair. What's going to be rubai v'yena makt olav? Let's say, robe of the body, robe of the hair is not it, but she doesn't care about it. Then midirai says, it's not called a chatzitza. But v'gozva bonamed gzeira al rubai. Shayna Mak, but a robe of the hair is not together, even though she doesn't mind. Mishum Rubia Mak, but a medic zero, or to a case where most of it is knotted and she does mind. And who are then the girls who are Miyata Mak, let's say a Miyat of the hair has a knot, only one hair has a knot. But if she's Mak, but she doesn't want it to be there, the bottom medic zero, they say it's called the Chatzitza, Mishum Rubia Mak, but a zero, or to where the majority is knotted and she's Makbet. Samara says, if so, the leagues in number one, we also make Xerah Miyuta Shayna Makbid. Even if only one hair is knotted and she's not Makbid on it, still it should be Xerah. Mishumiyata Makbid, in the case with the Miyut, and she's Makbid on it. So she'll all be Nichla in one Xerah. Samara says, no. He goof Xerah. In the case we only have a Miyut and she's Makbid, it's only Yosem and the Rabbanan. If so, we are not Nakam and Nigas Xerah Xerah. Usually we say we don't make Xerah Xerah. Therefore, they did not make Xerah on this case. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, Nida bizmano ena tevela salabalaila, or Nida midiraisa, when she sees down, she's telling me for 7 days, so she has to go to the mikveh first after the 7 days, the night, going into the eighth day, that's when she can go, but not during the 7th day, she's still telling me. But for Shlei bizmano, let's say the 8th day came already, then tevela is the bain b'yoyim bain balaila, midiraisa, she can be told either the 8th by night or by day. Rav Yechon says, no, that the Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlei Bizmana, whether it's the 7th or the 8th day, and the Tevela Sela Balayla. And he does not want to go to the mikveh at daytime, only at nighttime. What's the reason? Mishum Smach Bitas, because everywhere that the daughter will follow the mother's footsteps. As if even though the mother's going on the 8th day, that really midirais is mutam, but the daughter will not know that. The daughter will only know that her mother's going to the mikveh by day. So when she gets older, she'll think also she can go to the mikveh also by day. And she'll think even the 7th day is mutta. Therefore, Madhura Bonan and Isha should not go to the mikveh by day, only by night. The Yaf Rav, the same thing Rav also, Hod the Rav retracted. The Yomer of Chiba Rashi Yomer Rav, Nida Bein Mizmana Bein Shlei Mizmana and Tevela Tzela Balayla. Mishum Svach Bita. He also made this desire of Mishum Svach Bita and Isha should only go to the mikveh at night time, not by day. Asking Ravidi Benorish, Ravidi made a special takon in Norish, his city, Lemitzvah, Biyoyim, the Timni. He made a special exeru, a special takon there, that there the Norish were allowed to go to the mikvah on the 8th day. Mishurma Ayusa, because ladies were afraid to go at night time. There was Ayusa, there were lions around, there was a dangerous place, so the pressure they're afraid to go, so because of this, he was making for them to go by daytime. Rav Acha by Yaakov Befufnoi, Rav Acha was Masak in his town Befufnoi, Bishum Ganvi. There were robbers around at night, it was dangerous to go to the mikveh at night, so therefore he was making them to go at 8th by day. Rav Yudu Pompadisa Mishum Tzina. Rav Yudu was making them Pompadisa because it was too cold to go at night, so he was making them to go B'yayim, on the 8th day. Rava was making them Mechuzo, Mishum Avule. Also there were the Rosh Hashori here, there were the people took care of the gate, they were going, there was dangerous to go at night, so therefore he let them go B'yayim. Oma Le Rav Popli Rava. Rav Papa said to Rav Ulabaya, Michti, let's see. Ha'idna today, kulay sofik, is obvious shavini rabbonin. Today, we have our Gzeira, we have our Tekonim Gzeira, that when Isha just sees once done, she has a din like a Zava, she has to have Zainikim. So Rabbanim always make a Tekonim now, but like a Zava. It's so, Litfalinu B'yamama Dishvi, Manashach, when she has Zainikim, it's always past the seventh day of Nidus Midiraisa. So never comes to be Tevil, it's past the seventh day, it's like you already know the eighth or ninth is way after that. So why can't she be Tevil beyond today? There's no more Nidus anymore. They're only like Zavis, and a Zavah could be Tevil on the seventh day. So when it says, Mishum Reb Shimon, we're Machim across Reb Shimon's Allah, and time, we're going like this. Acha Titor means Acha Racha Lekulen. What does that mean to say? Shle Teitumah Masekas B'nayim. Anisha, that was a Zava, she has to count then Zainikim, and she can't have any interruptions. She sees once in between Zainikim, she has to start counting over again. Reb Shimon Oymar Acha Titor means Acha Maisa Titor. That means after the seventh day, Miksa Sayyai Midiraisa, really she could be Tevil on the seventh day of Zainikim. Avalom Rechom Rishim itself, the Chom Medik Zerim said, no, Avalom Rechomim, also Lassus came, it's awesome the Rabban to do this. Shem Atavu Dei Safik. That she's going to be Tevil B'yayim on the seventh day, maybe she'll come to live with her husband then, and then we're afraid maybe she'll see Dam after that, after she will have Tashmish. And then she's like, she's Tamil Mafrei, he'll come out of Bikilkul. So therefore the Rabban do not want her to go to the mikvah on the day, but rather to wait till night time. So that's our minig now, the Bezman is there, Noshim only go to the mikvah at night time and not by day, and even though the Gemara says there are reasons, sometimes they're Masakin, but third they're not Mikul. Today, Lamaisa, they have mikvahs inside, it's safe, there's no real reason to go beyond, of other minig is only, and neither should only go to the mikvah by night. Omer Rav Huna, Isha Chayfefes Bi'achas B'Shabbos for Tzavelos B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. And Isha is allowed to take a shower first on Yom Rishon and go to the mikveh B'Shlishi means Monday night or one day later. Well, why? She can Isha Chayfefes B'Rosh Hashanah Tzavelos B'Mitzvah Shabbos. It happens when Isha has to go to the mikveh B'Mitzvah Shabbos. And we want her, L'Chatila Mashmah, now she's supposed to wash herself before she goes to the mikveh that day. But B'Shabbos she can't wash herself. So she washes herself Friday. So you see, we'll make her to let her wash herself Friday and go to the mikvah first mitzvah Shabbos a day later. Sua din b'choil, even though here she could have waited and first washed herself the next day, still we'll make her to say she could wash herself today and go to the mikvah tomorrow. That's what he holds. We'll soon see that Allah how he holds. Hua din, he says also, Isha chafefes biyachas b'Shabbos, and Isha could wash herself on the first Yom Rishon. For Tevelos Revi, and she first go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. Leil Revi B'Shabbos. Wash can Isha Chafefes B'Rosh Hashanah Tevelos V'Mitzvah Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achar Shabbos. Sometimes it happens that Shabbos and Yom Rishon is Yom Tov, so she has to go to the mikvah on Mitzvah Yom Tov on Sunday night. So she's tired. She goes wash herself first on Friday. So you have 2 days in between. And who are then Isha Chafefes B'Rosh Hashanah Tevelos V'Chamish B'Shabbos? Sometimes she can wash herself on Sunday and first go to the mikvah on Wednesday night. Why? She can Isha Chafefes B'Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes it happens that she has to wash herself on Friday. For Tevelos, she can first be Tevel Monday night. But Mitzoy Shnei Yom Tovim She Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas Achar Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday, and she has to go to the mikvah first Monday night. So she can't be wash herself on Monday, not on Sunday, not on Shabbos. So it's 3 days in advance she's washing herself. So what did a regular Isha also could do the same thing? That's what Rav Huna holds. However, Rav Chisda Amar no, Kulam Rin, in all these cases is true when it comes out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov. It's true. She's washed herself on Friday and goes first then. But Shekain Layam Rina, but in the normal weekday, we don't say she can wait 2 or 3 days. Why? Because Rav Chisda holds, Heicha Diefshev Shechad Layesh Layesha. Where it's possible to wash herself the day, she has to wash herself the day and then go to the mikvah that night and not wash herself before. Just here on Yom Tov, she can't help herself. There, she's allowed to do it 2 or 3 days before. Rav Yehme says, "Afilu shekein nami amrinan." He also know that we say shekein also. We do learn out efsha mishri efsha. Leva meisha chafefes diyechad b'shazot tefelot v'chamisha b'shabbos. This he doesn't know from. The isha should wash herself on Sunday and go to the mikvah first Wednesday night. He doesn't know from that. In the case with his 2 days Yom Tov, he doesn't know she can wash herself Friday. The Yeshua, the Chafefes Belaila, Tevelos Belaila. In such a case, it's better off that she should wash herself, yes, on Mitzvah Yom Tov, and go to the mikveh then. Even though we don't like that for us to wash yourself at night time, because we're afraid she won't do such a good job, she'll be in a rush to go to the mikveh ready. But in this situation where it comes out Yom Tov 2 days on Sunday and Monday, so then to let her wash herself on Friday and first go to the mikveh on Monday night, that's too late. So in this case, he holds even then she should first wash herself Monday night and go to the mikveh then. Now, how do we hold Dorosh Merimer Merimer Menas Rosha Hilchasak Rav Chizda? Okay, the Mataras Rav Yehem, we hold like Rav Chizda, the Ravada Efsha, we do not learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha, and therefore on a regular weekday, Avada, she should not wash herself a day in advance, but rather that day. And also like Rav Yehem, in the case of 2 days Yom Tov, if the Shabbos, she should be Samech and wash herself, or might soy Yom Tov and not be Samech on Friday's washing. Now we boil over a question like this. We'll soon see how we feel the Kalam Halacha L'Maisa. He boiled over a question like this. Isha Masha Tocha Balayla Batit for Balayla. What's going to be, can Isha first wash herself at night and go to the mikveh that night? Let's say a weekday. Is it alright to wash yourself and go to the mikveh that night? Mazut Roy says, no, it's no good. We're afraid she won't do a good job. She's too much in a rush to go home already. So we make her wash herself beyond. If we have chinam the misur sure, he knows it's okay. It's kedai to wash yourself at night, right before the mikveh. You're better off that way. Oh, malei ravad of chinam the misur. Lav hochi yevlu. Didn't the case happen like this? Bidvei sua di adamari. Now the Bach says the gersa should be here that omalei ravad le rav mori. That ravad le mazutra. That ravad is asking the question of the mazutra. You just said it's also to be wash yourself at night. I asked them, Lavrochi Yavu, didn't happen a case like this, Lavrochi Yavu Yuvda, Bidvei Sua di Ava Mori, with the wife of Ava Mori, Resh Kalusa, that the Ikud, she got angry at her husband, and she didn't want to go to the mikveh that night. So also Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mufayis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to Mufayis her, to tell her to go to the mikveh. The Yom Rulei, and when she said back, my Isra Hashta, like, what's your rush? What's why? What do you want me to do it right now? Rush says, Malachol Amar Lala, what should I rush right now? Tiski.